NYYST. This is New York, Yankee Sports Talk. Yup, swinging for the fences, knock it out the park. This is New York, Yankee Sports Talk. Christian and Chris, of course, SGR. This is New York, Yankee Sports Talk. Call me New York, Yankee Sports Talk. Record rain or shine, grab your shades and umbrellas. NYYST, you're hanging with the fellas.
Welcome back. This is episode 428 of the NYYST podcast. We're presented by NYY Underground. I'm your host, Christian. As always, joined by my co-host, Chris.
You.
And we are about, it's about 5:30 here on Sunday afternoon. The Yanks are in between games one and two here at the ALDS. They do have a one game to zip lead over the Royals after a seesaw game one there, where they managed to finally lock down a 6-5 win. Very very different type of game there, because you could sit there and say that the two biggest heroes of the game last night were two of the most maligned Yankees coming down the stretch in Clay Holmes, who, you got to give him credit for last night.
Yeah.
Really, Weaver did an excellent job too, so you can't, but he was the first Yankee pitcher, first pitcher, period, to kind of come in and stabilize the game. One and two-thirds scoreless innings. And then Alex Verdugo, man. We were screaming for weeks, months about get Dominguez up here. This guy's been a complete waste. The Yankees made the commitment to him to be the left fielder in the postseason, and he comes through with two RBIs yesterday, including the game winner. So, I mean, you just never know where the October heroes are going to come from. That's why there's an old saying, that's baseball, Susan. But for game one, the unexpected became the heroes for the Yankees.
Two big runs for Verdugo, too. Don't forget, he gets on base before Gleyber hits the two-run homer. And then Verdugo was the tying run, correct?
Did he walk? I don't remember.
No. Someone got a hit, and Verdugo scored. I can't think of. I guess it was. I can't think of who it was. I'm telling you, though, he had two runs scored.
He did have two runs scored. Had two hits. Made a great sliding catch early in the game.
He had a great play off the wall too. You can argue was
held him to a single there.
It was an overall great game. We said this about Verdugo. And I mean, look, at the time, how could you not be fighting to see Dominguez? I mean, Verdugo was such a waste. But we did also say, like, this guy could have what it takes to be something special in October. And, I mean, it's just one game. But that's the kind of shit you want to see, man. You're right. Him and Holmes were the heroes last night.
Yeah, Verdugo walked early in the to lead off the sixth inning, and then he scored on Austin Wells' single, right, to tie the game. And then he was the one that came through in the seventh.
Scored Jazz.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, that's what you look for in October. You know, who's going to step up? Who's going to be the unexpected hero? Because you're going to need contributions from everybody. And, you know, a lot of Yankee fans are talking like the Yankees lost last night. It wasn't a clean game. It wasn't an ideal game. But the Yankees won the game. So you hope that they can clean up some things. Volpe made a huge error that led to two runs there, which I want to just get your opinion on that. I hated it from the moment that Boone did it. I don't know why you bring the infield in there with runners at second and third in the sixth inning. You're the home team. I'll sacrifice the run. I'll sacrifice the lead to keep the game tied and get an out there, but I don't want to sacrifice two runs. And that's exactly what happened. They were talking on the broadcast about how you get aggressive with your, I don't agree with that at all. I didn't like it from the moment that Boone did it. It cost the Yankees. Luckily it didn't cost them the game, but it could have. I mean, you got to try to get an out there. You're the home team. You're going to have last licks. You still have four more at-bats in this game. I don't understand the point in pulling the infield in right there.
It'd be a different story, too, if, like, the whole night your offense has one hit no runs on the board. They just look anemic. I mean, the Yankees were finding ways to score runs at this point. You got to have more faith in your offense. You can't give up two runs there. You just can't. And you kind of didn't differentiate talking about Volpe's error and then what we're talking about right now.
Well, he made the error, and then that would led Boone to pull the infield in.
Right. Yeah. I don't know what you're thinking, especially because your infield defense isn't the greatest to begin with.
I'm not going to say that it was an easy play, but it's a play that's got to get made. You got to put the ball in the bag there, at least try to get one.
At the very least, you just don't throw the ball away.
Yeah, I mean, if you got to eat it in that situation, then eat it.
You got to
we got to be fair. It was not an easy play. He made a great sliding play to get to the ball. He's going to be throwing the ball off balance. If you don't think you can get it out there, you just got to put that in your pocket and not put runners in scoring position in a one-run game there.
Yeah, and look, I get the fans who are talking like the Yankees lost, but Jesus, man, this is the playoffs now, okay? I don't care how you win, you just win. And that doesn't mean the team, they don't have to get better. They absolutely do. I mean, maybe you get away with it against the Royals right now, but you're certainly not going to get away with it moving forward. But here's the thing. Here's something to look at. This Yankees team, 9 times out of 10 over the last handful of years, doesn't come close to winning that game last night. They just don't. They put up 6 runs. Waka was on the mound, a guy that they just can't hit ever. And they found a way to end the game with 6 runs last night. I mean, yeah, be a little, I don't know, cautious with your optimism here that it's a win. But it's a fucking win, dude. It's a win in October. This is a best of 5 series, man. Losses are really, I mean, you don't want to lose ever, but in a best of 5 series, losing game 1 is really difficult. And they pulled off a win somehow. And you just got to look at it that way, man.
Look, you got guys like Verdugo and Holmes, which I would give the game balls to from last night. I think you have to. Luke Weaver was great closing the game, got 4 outs there. Boone wasn't playing any games after Canely allowed the runner on with 2 outs. Went right to Weaver. Absolutely right move there.
Yep.
I think going for Holmes to go an inning and 2/3 kind of shows me that the Yankees aren't, they put Cousins on the roster, but I don't think they're comfortable with Cousins right now. And I think that's why they tried to extend Holmes there. You know, I didn't like pushing the envelope there. I say, you know what? You got your 2 outs with Holmes. Why push it? They did. It worked. You move on. You just hope that that's a confidence booster for Holmes, and you can use him in high leverage situations. The Yankees are obviously going to need him. You're not going to be able to get through October with just really Luke Weaver out there and Tommy Canely to a lesser degree. So, you know, hopefully that Clay Holmes builds from that last night, and you're going to need offense from your unsung heroes. You're going to need it from Alex Verdugo. You're going to need it from Gleyber Torres, who, you know what? Defenses are the same for everybody, okay? So I'm tired of hearing that every time the Yankees are on national TV about all defenses. The defenses are so short. Well, you know what? Two innings later, KC snuck one over the porch there.
I used to say I love Bob Costas outside of the booth. I actually hate his guts now. I think he's a piece of shit. I really do.
It wasn't as big of a deal when Kansas City hit a porch job as it was when Gleyber Torres did. But you know what? Gleyber Torres in October, he had great at-bats all night last night, drew a couple walks, got the big home run. You hope that he continues in that role. Juan Soto yesterday, you know, what does Juan Soto do in his Yankee
superstar
playoff debut? Three hits, throws a runner out.
At the plate. I mean, just...
It's just he does what you need him to do. And there's three guys here that we got to touch on here. And I wasn't joking when I said this yesterday. In the fourth inning, you got to go to Duke Ellis when Giancarlo Stanton walks there.
You really weren't joking?
No. And I'll tell you why, because I think that with Dominguez here, that you can survive in that spot. You know, you're in the fourth, maybe he doesn't come up to the sixth, you know, for two at-bats, one at-bat of Dominguez there to get the run. Because Giancarlo Stanton, as much as we love him, as much of a big game performer as he's been for this team, cost the Yankees two runs last night.
Yeah.
When Cabrera drops that ball in center field and then it scoots past the center fielder, any other runner on the team scores right there. Giancarlo Stanton can't score because he's incapable of running, okay?
Yes.
And then later on in the game, there was a runner on third. Stan smokes one to shortstop. It was the shortstop, right? Whit made a great diving. I think it was Whit, right? Makes a great diving play on it. But anybody else is running down the line. They easily beat it out. Stan's out by a full step.
Easily beat it out. Not even close. Before you keep going, because this is still a good place, because you said if you were manager, you really would have went to Elisar. I just want to ask a quick question of you. Other than pulling the infield in, is this possibly Aaron Boone's best managerial job in a big spot?
I don't know. I would have to go back and look.
I thought overall.
I give him a B. I give him a solid B for yesterday.
Yeah? I go a little higher than that.
I think it was risky, even though it worked, going to Holmes for the second inning there.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, we're beating him up if Holmes blows it, which I don't agree with going to Holmes at all. But now how can I argue?
You have to, especially when Cole gives you what he gave you. So you have to go to Clay Holmes there. I mean, you have to try to get something out of Clay Holmes.
Yeah. I mean, all right. So I didn't want to get to, I wanted to get your take real quick because you just mentioned you would.
Is it a quick hook for Stanton? Yeah, but like we talked about here.
Yeah, but you're right.
Every run is at a premium. Every out is at a premium.
And you have Dominguez. I didn't think of it like that.
And you have Jason Dominguez there.
Yeah.
Who I know he's not been tearing the cover off the ball, but you know what? Youthful kid. You get him juiced up for October. It's the fourth inning already. You got to try to steal a run there, man. And I know, you know, Stan's not going to care. He's the one that.
Hell no.
He's the one that said something about it when he wasn't playing it for somebody asked him something and he said it's not about my feelings, basically it's about winning baseball games, so he's not going to get
the right answer.
So you know what, that's why you carry Duke Ellis, man, and you have Trent Grisham on the roster. So I mean, that's a move you can make right there. And then who else are you really pinch running for in that situation? If you're using,
it's something that no one else is going to talk about. But you said it immediately, and I actually think you're right here. I really do.
You know, so, I mean, it's something that I don't think the Yankees are going to do that early in a game. But honestly, man, if I'm the manager and I put Duke Ellis on the roster specifically for situations like that, even in the fourth inning, with the way that I know my ace doesn't have it today.
Yeah.
And
if you're up five runs, down five runs, then – you know, maybe it's a different story, but when you're in a game where you're battling back and forth and every run matters, you're really not wrong. You're really not wrong at all.
And the other, you want the Yankees are going to go as far as Gerrit Cole and Aaron Judge take them, right? I think we're all in agreement on that. It's going to be tough for the Yankees to go far in October if this is what we get out of those two guys, is what we got out of them last night. And a big concern for me with this layoff, and a lot of people, you know, what was your biggest concern about the layoff? That is that I thought that Gerrit Cole, for the season that he had, was finally starting to hit a rhythm there with the two starts he had in Oakland and Baltimore. And we all know what a creature of habit Gerrit Cole is, and having 9 days off clearly affected him last night.
Well, it fucked him up when they just gave him that extra day when he was starting to roll a little bit, and then they messed with him and gave him an extra day, and he came back not looking as sharp as he was before. So he's not a guy who likes that extra rest, you know? All pitchers, all baseball players really, but mostly pitchers are creatures of habit. But, you know, sometimes a guy like Heel, you know, benefits from that extra break. Gerrit Cole's not going to benefit from it. It's going to hurt him in the end.
You know, he got through the first inning on, what, 5, 6, 7 pitches, whatever
it was. Yeah, but
he was
hit hard.
Right, which I said can lead to one of two things. Either because we've always, even when Gerrit Cole is on, he seems to struggle through the first inning, trying to find what works for him, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes he'll throw 20 pitches in the first inning. But I've said to myself, this can go one of two ways. Either this is a good thing that he had a struggle inning, got smacked around, the Yankees made the plays behind him, got out of it unscathed, and now he'll settle in. Or this is a precursor of things to come, and he just doesn't have it today. And he never really settled into the game. You know, that final, that fourth run, Tim Hill gave up, but it was charged to Cole. So it's, you look at the stat line, that's not what you expect out of Gerrit Cole. It's not really what you're expecting out of anybody that's going to pitch for this team in October. So, you know, I'm not making too big a deal out of it, especially that the Yankees won. He's got to be better the next time he takes the ball. There's no question about that. I think he will be better, especially if this series goes four and he'll be pitching on regular rest. I think that'll benefit him. And again, if the Yankees, let's say the Yankees sweep and then he's got another long layoff, how does that affect him? You know, we're not in a normal year for Gerrit Cole where an extra couple of days in between starts benefits him. What did he make, 17 starts this year?
Yeah.
So I don't think he needs the extra rest. I think he needs to be out on the mound every 5 days. Obviously, yeah, there's sure. there's nothing you can do about it, but you know, hopefully he gets back on a rhythm here. I'm not rooting for four games just to get Gerrit Cole on regular rest. I'm just saying if I don't anticipate him being this poor if the Yankees next time the Yankees turn to him.
Yeah. You know, one thing that I was kind of on Boone for, but it was the right move. And it's really difficult to have such a short leash with your ace. You know, he definitely had a short leash with Cole. I mean, it was very, very short.
I think it was justified last night.
Yeah. It really was. That's why I'm saying, like, I was giving him shit in the moment. Mainly because I just don't, I mean, you ask me who I trust. I trust Gerrit Cole more than anyone, even on nights like last night. But really, when you break it down, it's a tough decision to make as a manager. And he made the right move there. No matter who he's going to, you had to get Gerrit Cole out of that game. He just wasn't. If you leave Gerrit Cole in that game too long, with what he was doing last night, that game blows up in your face pretty quickly. And that's shitty to say. I mean, like you said, am I nervous about Gerrit Cole? No. I mean, the guy's got it. He'll be back on next time.
Yeah, so I just wanted to see some here. Gerrit Cole had how many starts this year?
I believe you're right, 17. And I just want to say, too, real quick, one thing about Gerrit Cole.
It was 17.
When he goes out there and has a game like that, nothing fires him up more. Nothing pumps him up more for his next start than a previously bad start.
Yeah, you got to give him credit. He was still into the game, man. He gave Alex Verdugo a freaking concussion.
Yeah, it's great. He really needed that. And you saw him finally fucking hitting again.
And you saw him on the field after the game was over. He was as fired up as anybody was.
Yeah, of course, man. Look, this guy, I mean, if you put yourself in Gerrit Cole's shoes and Aaron Judge's shoes, man, you want to talk about leaving a legacy behind. There's only so much of a legacy you can leave behind in New York without putting a ring on your finger. So these guys want it, man.
Yeah, and I think that's the other guy we have to talk about. And Aaron Judge continued his poor postseason play yesterday, struck out three times. The worst of them all was in the first inning. It's set up. It's second and third. There's no way that they can pitch around.
Get the monkey off his back right away.
And you know what? He struck out. He struck out two more times. And then today, you know, I get it, man. We all want him to be Aaron Judge in the postseason, okay? We all want the guy who sets records in the regular season in October.
We need him to be.
But some of the takes that I saw today are just ridiculous. Aaron Judge has to be better, right? Is anybody disagreeing with that? Yesterday's performance is not good. If he continues that throughout the postseason, I have a hard time seeing the Yankees getting to a World Series. Eventually, he's going to have to come through in a big spot for this team. And again, it can be tomorrow. We don't know. I saw everybody's, you know, glazing Ohtani. Oh, look what he did in his first. Yeah, guess what Aaron Judge did in his first postseason game? He had a home run as well. Who's to say Ohtani's not going to?
Who was that, Oakland?
No, it was the wild card game against Minnesota.
He hit a home run that game?
Yes. And then who's to say Ohtani's not going to hit 077 the rest of this postseason? You don't know. That's the thing. Baseball is unpredictable. You have no idea what's going to happen day to day. Now, obviously, Aaron Judge has got a longer track record being in the postseason every year of his career, except for last year. And it hasn't been, you know, exactly what you'd want. But what do you do about it? You don't do anything about it. He's your three-hole hitter. He's your captain. He's your best player. You keep writing his name in the lineup, and you hope that it changes.
Of course. Like, of course.
You know, there's people out there with much larger platforms than we have that want him benched tomorrow.
No. Much larger platforms than we have, and they're saying this?
Yes.
These aren't just like fringe idiots on...
No. I would say one of the hosts of the Afternoon Drive at WFAN has a larger platform than we do.
Who's the host?
Morash.
Who?
Sean Morash.
And is he still employed?
Yeah, I believe he still is employed.
Well, let me tell you something. Odyssey makes that decision, right?
Yes.
So we're the official Yankee podcast of Odyssey. Odyssey, if you're listening, anyone who you employ who has an opinion like that, you should really reconsider, man. Really, because it's really difficult to take someone seriously who honestly thinks, unless you told him, hey, maybe you told him, hey, we need clicks, we need listeners, we need people talking. But man, if I'm on a show that has that kind of an opinion and I'm supposed to take the guy seriously, I'm flicking it right off and I'm not listening anymore because you're just a moron.
Well, his name is Morash, okay?
Morash, moron.
There's no way that you can even consider benching Aaron Judge because now let's say that the Yankees were like, okay, there's 7 years of this yesterday. This is too much. This is just too much for us to handle now. What do you think this fan base is going to do when that lineup comes out tomorrow and somebody else's name is in center field?
Christian, can I be honest with you? Since we're just entertaining this
entertain it.
If Aaron Judge was not in the lineup and he was completely healthy,
I don't even know if I'm watching the game tomorrow.
I would not even put the game on. I would turn it off, and I would seriously probably never watch another Yankee game again.
If he's batting zero through the ALDS and ALC, I'm meaning literally zero, and the Yankees are in game one of the World Series, he's still your three-hole hitter.
It's not like... If you have an ounce of you who's doubting that, then you're just an idiot. And that's okay. Maybe you're a good person. You're just a dumb person also. It's okay.
You're not pinch hitting for him.
I can't believe the Phillies tied this game up, by the
way.
Did
they really? Well, you know what?
It's 3-3.
Seve's on the mound.
Yeah. Seve's pitching good, though, man.
He's pitching well, but I love Seve.
Of course, Harper hit a 2-run homer. He's come
on. Oh, did he get it? Finally, Jones hits one deep.
Castellanos ties it up with a homer in the sixth.
Yeah, they were booing him earlier.
I know.
You know, and then people, you know, and fans were, you know, today with a lot of, we got to hold Judge accountable for these poor postseason performance. What are you going to do? You going to boo him now? Yeah, that's a good idea, everybody. Let's boo Aaron Judge in the postseason because we want to create a toxic environment around their best player in October. That's exactly what we want to do. I agree. We should definitely boo Aaron Judge.
Yeah, I mean, let's not be dumb. But...
I don't understand it. Either this guy's going to hit or he's not. You don't have another option here. This is not like Alex Verdugo. Well, people coming at me today and he's like, well, you booed Verdugo and we benched him. And then yeah, that's different. This is Alex Verdugo. Who came up huge last night, no doubt about it. Guess where he is when the season is over?
Bye-bye.
He's not your captain. He's not your best player. He's not going to be here for another 8 years. Oh, my God.
It's just so foolish. But look, you want to hold him accountable in a sense of having the conversation? Yeah.
What conversation are you having? That he shouldn't play?
No.
That if he's up tomorrow in the seventh inning in a run game with runners in scoring position, somebody else takes the at-bat for him?
No. But I also, if Shohei Ohtani in the National League is going to continue to be a beast, like he was last night. Not saying he's gonna. You made a good point. He could go 0 for the rest of the postseason. You never know. But if Judge isn't going to start coming through in October, which, by the way, he has, right? Maybe his last couple postseasons haven't been great.
He's hit a lot of home runs in October. He just really hasn't done anything else.
Yeah.
We've talked about this here. Maybe he doesn't have the clutch home run, but like in the wild card.
He has the fire starting home run.
Right, in the wild card game against Oakland, he gets the Yankees off to an early 2-0 lead with that home run that he hits.
In a winner-go-home game.
In the wild card series in the COVID year, right? Hits against the Guardians, or we could say Indians, right? We can go back in time and say that.
I still call them the Indians. I don't give a fuck.
He hit a big home run in the first inning that set the tone for that game. Mm-hmm. So you don't throw away the home runs that he hits because they don't happen when you want them to happen, you know?
Right.
But granted, he has not been close to the player that he has been in the regular season and the postseason. Right. I am not denying that. I'm not going to try to sugarcoat it. He's been bad. Overall, he's been pretty bad in the postseason. But you don't do anything about it. You don't have a conversation about, well,
but
somebody
why
else.
Why is that even what we're talking about? Of course you don't. Of course you don't.
There we go.
Fuck the Giants.
Shut up. This is just how bad they are. They've absolutely dominated this game, and it's only 16-10.
But that's not the conversation we have to have. I'm not even going to waste any more energy having it. Of course
he goes 0-4 tomorrow. It's just
Christian. He can go 0-20 tomorrow. He can get 20 at bats and go 0-20, and I'm not even thinking twice.
I literally said to you, if they make it to the World Series and he literally has zero hits in the ALDS and ALCS, my mind does not change about who's playing center field and where he's batting.
Right,
the World Series.
But we can still have the conversation that this guy, if he wants to be the person that we expect him to be, the player that we expect him to be, he needs to start showing up.
And not only that,
like you said,
you want to diminish his legacy a little bit? Fine. Okay. That's a conversation you can have.
Right.
But having a conversation about dropping him in the lineup or pinch hitting for him. So I'm not even kidding you. Go at Christian_NYYST. A lot of people think that I tweet things just for engagement and these conversations don't actually happen. On everything that means anything to me, I react to things that are actually said to me, okay? I don't make up shit for engagement. Somebody actually suggested that if DJ LeMahieu was healthy and on the roster, you consider pinch hitting him for Aaron Judge late in the game.
No.
Or because Anthony Rizzo won a World Series 8 years ago, that he would be a better option than Aaron Judge.
No. That can't be real. Just please let me believe that you're a liar.
I already sent you the screenshot, so you know it's true.
I hate you. Now, I'm just not going to waste my time there. He's got to be better. It's because, look, you said this. The Yankees aren't going anywhere if he's not. And then we can start to really point fingers and say, this guy wants to be a leader. He wants to be a winner. He's not a winner himself. And the Yankees can't win. The Yankees don't go where they need to be if Aaron Judge.
I find it extremely hard for the Yankees to be in a World Series if he doesn't take over one of these games.
Yeah, almost impossible, really. Maybe not. Maybe not. This lineup's really deep. But they need him.
No, absolutely. You're not going to. I'm telling you, there's two guys on this team that have to be the best of themselves. I've been saying it for years. For the Yankees to get to where they want to go. And they got poor performances from both of them last night and still managed to win. So
and
I think
you're the two guys who deserve it more than anyone.
And you just put it in your pocket and move on to game two. Hey, Judge struck out three times, killed a rally in the first inning where we could have blown the game open from Jump Street, still won the game.
Yep.
Gerrit Cole didn't make it through the fifth inning, gave up four runs, still won the game. If I would have told you at 10 o'clock last night, the only two things I'm telling you about this game is Gerrit Cole didn't go five, gave up four runs, and Judge struck out three times and killed a huge
chance. And went 0-5.
And killed a huge opportunity in the first inning to score runs, and they came away with nothing. You think the Yankees win that game?
No. And I'll tell you, I genuinely mean this. I'm not even just looking for a silver lining here. First of all, this is the postseason. I don't care how you win. You just have to win. Like, yeah, you're going to have to clean it up because eventually you're not going to win these games. But you take any win you can get. But more than that, I genuinely believe this. With the way the Yankees have played in October of late, since the Boone era, really, 9 times out of 10, the Yankees go down not even putting up a fight. And this team found a way, somehow, some way, the dark horse heroes pulled up the regular heroes, the guys we expect to be heroes. And that is sometimes what you need in a championship team. Sometimes you need guys who you're not expecting to step up and carry the team to step up and carry the team when your guys who you're leaning on collapse. That's what a championship team does. The Yankees had no right winning that game last night, and they did. And now we're up 1-0 in a best of 5 series. It's just a great job.
I mean, you look at Scott Brosch, who's never the greatest player, batted 9th, 8th, 9th on those teams, won a World Series MVP.
Yeah.
Has one of the most memorable home runs in Yankee history in the 2001 World Series.
I was just going to say, they win in 2001. He could arguably be up for it again.
So you don't know where the October heroes are going to come from, but you need your superstars in October.
Mets took the lead again, by the way.
There's something cooking over there. I don't know what it is.
Nimmo. Yeah, look, but you can, you know, the Mets have something right now. Hate them or love them. The Mets have that little special it factor right now, and they're riding with it. They're riding the wave. You can make that argument for the Yankees last night. You can. The Yankees don't win that game in recent years. They don't.
Let me ask you this. You think Jazz is really out?
No, I didn't.
I saw one replay where it looked like he was out, and then I saw another one where it looked like he was in.
And all I said out loud at that moment, because I had been watching every game throughout the entire day, every time a play was close, even if there was a little shadow of a doubt, whatever the call was on the field, standing. In the regular season, you could say that too, but it was a little, they would tinker with it a little more. Yesterday, throughout the playoffs, it was a given. If there was a shadow of a doubt, it stayed with what was on the field. And I was screaming, they better not overturn this call, because there was an angle that he looked safe.
And that's all it takes.
And that's all I needed to see.
And if he was called out, then he would have been out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because it needs to be inconclusive. And I saw an angle where it looked like he was in there. And then yeah. I did see, I'll be honest, I saw an angle where it looked like he wasn't in there. But just the fact that you saw two angles means that it's not inconclusive and he was safe. That's yep. what they called on the field.
And that's it.
Although that was, you know, another guy you're looking to step up, even though, you know, he's not Aaron Judge, is Anthony Volpe. And that was a terrible at-bat in that situation.
Awful. He sucks. I'm sorry. Yeah, well, I know he had the big walk. But
what are you going to, you want to bench him?
No.
I mean, that's a conversation you want to have. But they're not going to do it tomorrow because they're not going to put Rice in there against the
Lakers. I don't think you're benching Volpe at all. I think he's another guy you need him to step up. But let me tell you something, man. This kid, he might be worse than we even thought. Like, I thought at least Volpe shows up in October. He was abysmal yesterday.
Again, one game. Let's see how the series plays
out. Fine. But I'll tell you what, that timeline you gave of the All-Star break of next year, it's creeping closer and closer.
Well, if he has a terrible postseason, I mean,
if he has a terrible postseason, man, I'm really considering keeping my options open earlier on in the year next year. I mean, this kid just, hopefully I'm wrong, man. Hopefully I'm the Chrissy Jinx. Hopefully I'm saying this now, and then he becomes the hero for the rest of the postseason.
Well, is there anything else really you want to touch on from the game last night? Because I want to hit on a couple of things from the roster.
No, I'll say if I can get my 2 points in Clay Holmes, thanks for shutting me up, man. That's all I want. That's all I ask for. You were great last night. Luke Weaver is just, when he comes in, man, it's more than just confidence. It's, I have fun watching this guy pitch.
I love him so much, bro. Did you hear him with Meredith after the game?
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to pretend like I know what that means.
Yeah. It's great.
I mean, like, that's like a sophomore level word right there.
Yeah, just, not a hard word. And he's not ashamed of it because he has one job, and it's not to know what the word inkling means.
His job is to fucking shove. Yeah, his job is to get outs.
His job is to shove, and that's all he needs to know how to do.
This guy had a 6-year ERA last year around there, thought about retiring, gets brought on to be like your 6-7 starter, and he's closing games now in October, and there's nobody else that you'd rather have out there.
Yeah, and last thing I'll say on the game, this guy's second half, or maybe less than that, of being the leadoff hitter, I know he's a liability out there sometimes, but man, what this guy was able to do this year and just kind of drowning out the noise and really finding a home as the leadoff hitter and then just coming through so clutch last night. I'm telling you right now, this might not be a popular take and it might not actually happen, but if Gleyber Torres keeps this up in the postseason, he's my second baseman next year. And I never thought I'd say that.
I don't see it happening.
I don't see it happening financially. I don't. But what I'm saying is, for me, if you're asking me would I take him back, I never thought I'd say this, but he would be my second baseman.
He's on a team next year. If he's on a team next year, that means Juan Soto's not.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm not choosing that.
So when you saw the roster come out last night or yesterday afternoon, there really weren't many surprises. I think the two big ones were Marcus Stroman's not on the roster, but it's that wasn't a surprise to me.
Yeah, I still think he's going to be on the ALCS now.
I think it was a tough conversation for Boone to have, but I don't think it was a tough decision for them to make.
No.
He's not. I mean, you're not going to him out of the bullpen if, you know, you need length. What is he going to do for you?
This is going to sound like a dumb question because I watched the entire game, but I'm so all over the place during these playoff games. When anything happens, I'm just running away screaming because I can't contain it. Was he in the? He's can be in the dugout.
Yeah, he
right?
was in the. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I thought so.
Rizzo's out there. Why?
Yeah, I thought so.
And the other one was it basically came down to the pinch runner versus Mark Leiter Jr. And they chose the pinch runner.
Hey. Good for Cashman for putting his ego aside.
I mean, strategically, it makes a lot of sense.
If you use them,
you got to use them though, for sure. But if Leiter Jr. is on the roster, is he in the game last night?
No. Well, if he's on the roster, that means they have this false hope in him. So maybe.
With Cole going so short, do they not stretch Holmes and try to get something out of Leiter in that spot?
I don't know. All I know is, you had to treat that game as a must win, not just because it's game one of a best of five, but because you can't lose games when Gerrit Cole's pitching.
And both broadcasts talked about this in the AL games that you could have managed yesterday like it was game five because you have the off day. The NL series had to be managed differently because they're playing today.
Right. Yep.
So I don't really, again, I don't really have an issue with the roster. I know that, you know, I go into the comment sections of these posts sometimes just to see what people are saying. And, you know, you're asking where Stroman is. Do you pay attention to anything that happens? He got rocked in his last start. The Yankees had already removed him 2-3 weeks now. I mean, could I see him getting back on in the ALCS? Honestly, I don't know. If the Yankees advance here, would they want an extra pitcher? Maybe they would, but would they take Leiter then in a situation like that? Would they take an extra reliever? Because I don't know. It's weird to say, but would you rather try to roll the dice of seeing if Leiter can get you three outs or waiting for a situation where Stroman makes sense?
We talked about this quite a bit. I don't know, man. I don't know, because I just don't see him being an effective weapon out of the bullpen either. If Marcus Stroman can't be a solid starter for me, I really have no use for him. If I'm just being honest, like you can say something different about Luis Cil, right? If Luis Cil can't be a starter for me, I can see using him as a weapon out of the bullpen. He has that kind of stuff. But what does Marcus Stroman bring me?
Nothing.
Nothing. And that's not necessarily a knock on him. It's just the reality of the situation. So it is what it is, you know?
Yeah. I mean, other than that, we look ahead to tomorrow here. It's a 7:38 start. It's going to be Cole Reagans against Carlos Rodon. This is Carlos Rodon's AJ Burnett moment here.
Yeah, and I think he's going to capitalize.
If the Yankees win tomorrow, they put a stranglehold on this series and it doesn't get back to the Bronx.
Better not.
And if they lose tomorrow, you know, everything's up. Everything's up in the air. But the Yankees got to come out. And the most important thing Carlos Rodon can do tomorrow is not blink first.
Yep.
He's got to hold it down until the Yankees score. Now, obviously, then if that happens and then he allows a run the following next inning, we're all going to be pissed. Like, you got to have a lockdown inning or shutdown inning. But it's more important than anything the Yankees get on the board first tomorrow.
Look,
Cole Reagans is tough. He's probably their what I would consider to be their ace. The Yankees don't hit left-handed pitching, but you got to go out there and find a way to score first tomorrow.
Look, when you know why Cole had a bad game? He was doing the two things. Like, typically you don't want to see either of these things happen, but sometimes you'll live with one of them. Like, if you blink first, but then you kind of just lock in and let your offense still...
Well, he blinked first, and then he gave back two leads.
Yeah, exactly. So Cole did both of those things. He blinked first, and then the team tried to hand him leads, and he just gave them right back as quickly as he possibly could. I think Rodon, his biggest goal, just based on the situation and also what he did all year, like what his biggest flaw was, and that was early in games. Rodon needs to go out there tomorrow and show him who the fuck is on the mound. And it has to happen early. It has to happen often. I personally don't think we have a doubt in our minds the entire game tomorrow night.
I hope not.
Carlos Rodon is the best version of Carlos Rodon you've seen in pinstripes tomorrow night.
Yeah, and then we'll see what happens, man. The Yankees can walk away with a win tomorrow. Again, you don't want to count your chickens before they hatch, but
chickens hatch.
You don't want to go to KC 1-1,
no,
where things can get pretty ugly pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, we don't know who's starting Game 3. It's a huge toss up. But then you do feel good. Gerrit Cole on regular rest in Game 4, although you hope that it doesn't get that far. It's all about Carlos Rodon tomorrow. Yeah. This is what he was brought here for. He wants to be the bulldog. He wants to be, a pit bull out there, whatever dog breed you want to say that's tough and going to bite your face off. That's
fucking Rottweiler.
This is the guy that you hope that shows up that you gave that big contract to tomorrow.
Yep.
And, you know, you hope that your superstar, your captain, is a deciding factor in this game tomorrow, man.
Yeah.
You know what? If he goes out there and he hits a big first inning home run, that's going to quiet a lot of people. And then it doesn't matter if the Yankees win 4-2 tomorrow, Rodon goes out there, gives you two-run ball, and Judge hits a home run in the first inning. You know, even if he strikes out three times after that, just he'll get people off his back.
Yeah, get the monkey off your back, really.
I don't want him to strike out three times again tomorrow, even with the home run, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It'll get people to kind of be like, all right, you know,
just
especially
shut the fuck up.
You know, you get that. You get your team on the board first tomorrow. That'll really go a long way in kind of settling, and then it'll settle Rodon down too, man. And it'll get the crowd moving. And I want to talk about Bob Costas. He was terrible last night.
Awful.
And Ron Darling's
a douche.
But the one thing, production wise, that really pissed me off yesterday is they muted the crowd.
They did, right?
They muted the crowd.
Ridiculous.
I want to hear the crowd, especially at Yankee Stadium. But anywhere, you want to hear the crowd. You want to hear them going crazy.
That's the best.
You
want to
hear the environment in the stadium.
TBS sucks.
Yeah, and they have all the AL games this year, so.
Great.
But we'll be back here Tuesday night after game two here, because we're recording every off day this postseason. So hopefully we'll be back with a 2-0 series to break down. But we'll be back here Tuesday night to talk about everything that happened in game two. So if you haven't done so already, please subscribe to the NYYST podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Please tell everybody we are the official Yankee podcast of Odyssey. And make sure you are subscribed to the NYY Underground on YouTube. Thank you very much for your continued support of the NYYST podcast. Thank you very much for listening to episode 428. Chris, say goodbye.
Peace.